you have a perfect vantage point here of AirVenture, the air show, and all kinds of great airplanes put out in front for people to look at. Doug, you are the IAC president. You're also on the board of EAA, Doug Bartlett. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
That's a wonderful organization. The International Aerobatic Club is a division of the EAA. And as you know, the EAA is all about the aviation enthusiasts. Well, the International Aerobatic Club is the arm that focuses on aerobatics. And so we encourage anybody who has an interest in aerobatics to come down and join the IAC. We've got about 4,000 members. 10% of our members are competitive pilots, and 90% of our members are aerobatic enthusiasts. And there's room for everybody. You don't have to be a pilot. But if you have an interest in aerobatics in any way, shape, or form, the IAC is a perfect home for you.
And, Doug, you have a great lineup of people to talk to us today. And tell us a little bit about who we're going to be speaking with this afternoon.
Well, we've got Bill from Sport Air USA. They're introducing a wonderful new airplane. It's called the Snap. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes. It's an introduction of the IAC is obviously looking for new opportunities in aircraft for our members. And then we have Debbie Reen Harvey. Debbie's a three-time United States National Aerobatic Champion. And we have a surprise of a couple young ladies that will join us who are very interested in aviation. And they're the Hart sisters, and we'll be talking to them.
And Debbie is a big promoter of women in aviation, even from the grassroots, like kids.
Absolutely. There's no ambassador better than Debbie. There's obviously a few that are just as good. But we're very happy to have her involved in the International Aerobatic Club, and she's been active for, many, many years. And following that, we've got the University of North Dakota coming in with their aviation program. And we're excited that we've got UND flying with us in competitions throughout the United States. And there's a few other colleges, Embry-Riddle we have, and Southern Illinois University. But we're fortunate today to have a representative from the university here to talk about their program. And the interesting part about that is our current National Aerobatic Champion, Jeff Bourbon, is a student, a past student, of the University of North Dakota. So he'll be joining us for the final segment along with Rob Holland, and they are two members of the United States Unlimited Aerobatic Team that's heading off to Italy in a few weeks.
That's great. Well, this is going to be a great hour at the IAC Pavilion. Let's talk to Bill a little bit from Sport Air USA. You brought this really neat airplane that's sitting right out here in front of the pavilion. Tell us a little bit about the Snap.
Well, thanks, Jay. Doug has been really good to allow us to support the airplane here. We wanted to make this the world introduction of this aircraft. It's really a purpose design acrobatic plane for sportsmen, intermediate, primary, and we think that it's going to be also a one design, one that you'll be able to compete directly against another airplane similar. So it's designed under LSA standards. We expect to finish the ASTM testing in the next few months. This current model we have is experimental exhibition, but we wanted to use the IAC to assist us to introduce it, and they have been generous with their time and effort. The airplane is competitive. It's an aluminum spar with carbon and...
carbon fiber?
Yes, thank you. I've talked until I can't speak anymore.
I believe that...
But it's very light and efficient.
I know what you're going through.
It is it's superb Italian styling designed by an aeronautical engineer named Fabio Russo in Italy. The work is all done on CAD, so the entire... Each piece is completely assembled in CAD, and then when the piece is made, they all fit together. We are working heavily on getting the ASTM standard completed. The power is by a 130 horsepower engine made by an Italian company who does race car engines for Audi and BMW.
Is this the first time that they have built an airplane engine?
Yes. It has been in testing for 3 years, though. They've had it in an Italian acrobatic team for over 6,000 hours. So they furnished the engines and they furnished the logbooks and the maintenance. So that's how they're doing their ASTM conformance testing.
Okay.
And the engine runs flawlessly. It's computer control with electronic ignition and fuel injection and an inverted oil system.
Now, what type of fuel does it burn?
Burns autogas.
Really?
Premium
okay.
autogas. Oh, yes. No preferred unleaded. It'll burn avgas, but the preferred fuel is autogas.
Super.
So it meets several of the future standards. We think of the concern about the future for autogas and the increasing need for having an aircraft that people can look forward to say this is a future for ultralight or lightweight competition.
One of the things that we're most interested in the IEC is that we have several competitors that are over 80 years old. And so it's wonderful that there's another option for an aircraft in the LSA category that will be able to fly up into the intermediate level in the International Aerobatic Club's competitions throughout the United States. So it's a welcome addition, an exciting addition for several of our members.
It's super. It says here that the takeoff ground roll is 330 feet. That is very short. You fly this thing anywhere.
That's typical for many LSAs. This aircraft has got a lot of horsepower, 130 horsepower, and it only weighs 680 pounds. So the power-to-weight ratio is very good. It will accelerate very fast going down and hold its speed going up.
So it's good in the vertical?
Yes, yes. You can establish a line, do your roll, establish another line.
Well, Bill, this is a beautiful, beautiful airplane, and we encourage everybody to come over to the IEC Pavilion and check it out. It's right in front, and it's going to be here all week, right?
We're going to go on an EAA photo shoot, so it'll be leaving this afternoon.
But then it'll be back.
Depends on what IEC allows us to do.
We'll showcase the aircraft, and opportunities for our members or anybody to come and see a new option in an aerobatic aircraft. So certainly it'll be close to the IEC facility. Bill, as long as you want to have it here, we'd love to have it.
Well, excellent. We'll keep it here then.
All right, Doug, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Debbie Wren Harvey and a couple of her pals.
Yes, two young ladies, the Hart sisters, and we look forward to it.
Excellent.
It's the one time I'll be ahead of Debbie Lynn Harvey.
Okay, Jaymont G., we are at the IAC Pavilion. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute for the rest of a great hour over at the IAC Pavilion. We are on the fly.